I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. This weekend, the Marquette Iron Rangers hit the home ice at Lakeview Arena in Marquette. Our own sports director, Mike Plourd, chatted with Bob Arruti from the Iron Rangers to find out more.
We're excited about this weekend, tonight, Friday night. We have an event scheduled for the Jensen House here in Marquette. Going to try to get him a little money. We got 50-50 and check a puck and a few things scheduled for that. And working with those people that help so many people that in this area is just a great thing to do, for one. It's really, they provide a service that's great. And especially at this time a year, for one, but really throughout the year, sometimes, you know, like it or not, a lot of people are a few paychecks away from needing a little assistance.
Yeah, that's definitely a fact. And the game tonight and tomorrow, as a matter of fact, are at Lakeview Arena.
Yes, they both are.
And what time?
8 o'clock puck drop on both of them. We're playing Mosinee, who has a really good record. I think they're 11-2-1 for the year. I think overall they're second in the whole league. And they have some really strong players. When we played them there, they had a full bench. So we'll see how they travel. That's always one thing. But guys are fired up to be home again and to put on a good show.
And Mosinee, you played him once. And let me ask you this. How's the love lost between you and Mosinee?
Well, let's just say they're a very physical team. And, you know, there's a few things that we didn't necessarily agree with when we played them there. You know, we have some standouts on our team, and this being a full contact league, the people that shine for our team when you have 3-4 lines, kind of got to watch your back out there.
You keep your head up.
You keep your head
that's
up.
That's what they always
sure.
say.
Keep your head up.
Talking to Bob Arruti, who's the owner of the Marquette Iron Rangers. And Bob, who are some of the standout players? When people come to see your team, who are they looking to see?
Well, the leader in the whole league, locally, is Dallas McLaughlin. It's hard to keep up with his point totals because, you know, it seems like every night he's getting a hat trick plus assist. So I know he's almost a good third, you know, a good 30% higher than the next closest guy in the league. But he's a standout, always had great wheels. Got the pleasure of working with him and the junior level and now at the senior level. He's a great asset. You know, we also have team captain Hayden Rodula that's from the area. And he puts things together for our defense, which has been getting better every week. Then we have some, we have the greatest thing is we have standout talent from 19 years old to 36 year olds as goalies. Goalies seem to ripen better with age.
Wow. Who are your goalies?
Right now we have some injured, but we have Mike Nede, and he's just coming back from injury. He had a groin pull. And we have Jason Lemire, another local guy, and Tony Kaito right now active. So between those three, we'll be putting things together and, you know, have our defense stand up a little more, give them a little more support, and we should be all right because we can definitely score goals. We have guys like Todd Cooper. We just got some new additions that great. We have Nate Torrance working with us, and I worked with him back on the old Junior Rangers, also the NA2 team. So we got some good talent, some guys that were ex-club players to D3 players. So we're really looking at putting a run on this for the end of the year. And it's just really exciting doing it with the community and helping out these local charities.
And how can folks get tickets?
We can get tickets at our ticket office today, which is in Lakeview Arena, or at the door. And the good thing about it is we give a portion of our proceeds to these charities. Again, Friday night is the Jensen House. And Saturday is really good because it's a doubleheader. And we didn't really touch much on that.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's really exciting. We have the NMU Women's team here. And we're going to do a doubleheader with them to support the Women's Center here in Marquette. But they're exciting to watch. They're rated number two after dropping a couple at home the last time. But they're playing a very strong Wisconsin team, number seven. So it's going to be interesting. If nobody has been able to get to one of their games, you'd be surprised the talent that they have.
So one thing I learned covering girls basketball, women, whatever game they're playing, the talent is absolutely there. The enthusiasm is absolutely there. It's a lot of fun to watch. Talking to Bob Araudi, who is the owner of the Marquette Iron Rangers, and two big games, two big events, two nights starting tonight and tomorrow. Bob, tell them one more time about what's happening, when and where.
Yes, tonight starts with the Jensen House, the Jensen House fundraiser that we're doing. And both games are against Mosinee. The doors open at 7 o'clock. We have our cage bar open an hour early at 7 o'clock, and it goes through the game. And then Saturday, we have a doubleheader. We'll be playing the Mosinee Papermakers again, and that's all benefiting the Women's Center. And the puck drop is at 8 both nights, and come there a little early. We got some Ranger swag, and get your 50-50 tickets, and let's help raise some money for these great charities.
That's Bob Araudi with the Marquette Iron Rangers chatting with our sports director, Mike Plourd. For Great Lakes Radio, I'm Walt Lindelaw.